What is an eating disorder? Well, an eating disorder is a very complex, serious, and potentially life-threatening condition. The eating disorder may have begun with an attempt to lose weight, but at some point spiraled out of control into a full-blown eating condition. To talk to me a little bit more about this, and in the aftermath of the launch of Eating Disorder Awareness Week yesterday in Middleton, I'm delighted to welcome to the programme the clinical manager with the Eating Disorder Centre in Cork, Trish Shiel. Trish, good evening.
Good evening, Dara, and thank you for having us on.
Listen, delighted to talk to you, and it was lovely to catch up with you yesterday over in Middleton. And I was saying at the outset of the show, it was a very inspiring gathering with the choir singing and everybody telling their story.
Absolutely, it was lovely. It was very full of good energy, for sure. Yeah, we were delighted with it. And to hear so much news of eating disorders going out and all those young people listening and taking it in and passing it out on their social media sites, it's very heartening indeed. Absolutely.
It certainly is. And, you know, maybe this is an opportunity for us all to kind of lift that embarrassment lid, if you want to call it that, the sense of embarrassment to admit that there is something wrong, that something isn't quite right, and take away that whole sense of shame that's, you know, kind of slapped on things these days. Take away the shame and, you know, let people realise, you know, there is a way out of this, there is a solution.
Oh, for sure. I mean, the thing with an eating disorder is that it breeds in secret because of the shame. And in the secret place, then it just really hooks into the person, so they become imprisoned by it. So definitely trying to break out of those myths and those shame-based places is so important, 100%, very important. Yeah.
You know, one of the things that struck me yesterday at the launch, Trish, were some of the artwork that was done by Transition Year students. And one in particular that stood out, you know, be happy for the person you are.
Yes, yes.
You know, I'm very conscious that even in this world of online media and social media, it can be very easy to get caught up in even a sense of body shaming, if you want to call it that, or where there's pressure or peer pressure put on you as a person to change your appearance. And that opens so many pitfalls. And you're dealing with things like this on a daily basis.
Oh, we are indeed. Absolutely. And I mean, there's no doubt about it. It is really tough now to live in a higher weight body in society with the prejudices and the shaming that goes on. But thankfully, there's another surge, I suppose, coming forward where people are being encouraged to accept more body diversity and body shapes in all shapes and sizes. And the importance of that and the importance for young people to be aware that there is more than the thin ideal out there, and that to people to live and accept themselves in the body that they were born into, how important that is.
Now, I know a lot of people, if they think of eating disorders, if I mention the commonly known ones like anorexia nervosa or bulimia nervosa, but there are other categories as well. So what would you be saying to people, even people who are listening right now, that are worried about somebody or the person themselves who feels trapped, that they can't get out of this situation? What would you say to them?
Okay, I would say that there's definitely hope. And there is help available, and that recovery is totally possible. No matter where you're at on this journey with the eating disorder, all those things, there's hope, there is recovery, and there is help for that, and there is understanding around it. And essentially, an eating disorder, let's remind ourselves, even though it is a very complex condition, it is a simple condition as well. You could simplify it by saying it's about feelings, really. And it's a coping mechanism when people have things going on in their life that feel so unmanageable, they just use food as some sort of crutch. It's not, it is about food and it is not about food at all. But it is a coping tool. That is what an eating disorder is essentially.
Yeah, I totally identify with that because I may have been in that situation myself in the past. I know a lot of other people that would have been. We hear the term of comfort eating from time to time, but it can just spiral out of control. And as I mentioned in my introduction earlier, and this is the frightening statistic, more people die from an eating disorder than from any other mental health issue. Now, that is a frightening statement.
It certainly is. It is very frightening. And this is why we're saying this week, the theme is it's about early intervention and prevention of eating disorders, prevention and early intervention, because the more an eating disorder becomes ingrained or a person lives with it, the harder it is to come out of. You still can come out of it, I want to really say that, but the harder it is. And it can be so debilitating for people that people can take their own lives or can die from the physical side effects of the eating disorder, like maybe heart failure or organ failure or something like that, and other things as well. But it is a very serious condition, yeah.
Now, Trish, the centre in Cork, it was established in 2008 and it's based up there in Penrose House and Penrose Quay. Are you encountering a lot of these issues, you know, almost on a daily basis now?
Oh, we are, absolutely. I mean, when we started in 2008, 21st of January 2008, and we had two people come to us at the time and one family. And we have over 65 people now and families and carers. So, and this is what we're meeting here is just, I'd say, a small percentage of people who have eating disorders, because again, people don't want to talk about them, they don't want to come out into the open about it, but we want to remind people that there is no judgment, there's no prejudices here, there really is not, and the more people that speak out, the better. Yeah.
And, you know, one of the leaflets that I picked up yesterday, there's a line in that that is really powerful. We endeavour to ensure that all our actions will be respectfully professional and that the environment itself will encourage people to trust. And there's the key of it, trust, that you need to build up that sense of trust with the person so that, you know, you can journey together and, you know, benefits to the heart and soul as well.
Yes, absolutely. We really try as a group of people here to work from that kind of value base. We really do try to work like that, where we're not just meeting people and doing the recovery work with them, but we try and live out of that. So honesty, being authentic, being as real as we can be with one another here. So that's the environment here at the centre is that. And then we bring that into the work that we do. We're all human. We all have our faults, but that is our intention for sure. Yeah, because with an eating disorder to recover, an eating disorder is about lies. When somebody is suffering from that in their head, the voice of an eating disorder in their head, it's a lie. They're hearing very, very pejorative, negative things about themselves, and they are not true. So it needs to be a clear environment where people know that what they say can be trusted, and over time, the healthy side of that person that wants recovery will begin to trust that and trust what they hear and so be able to do the work of recovery.
You know, one of the most inspiring things that I've encountered in many a long day was actually yesterday in Middleton to meet and to listen to the testimony of Grainne Murray. There, in and of itself, is a person who's been through this, who has been diagnosed with an eating disorder, but had the sense of bravery to stand up in front of her peers and in front of others, share her story. She's going to do it for us a little bit later as well. But, you know, that must give people like yourself and those working in the Eating Disorder Centre in Cork great hope and great heart that, you know, you're actually succeeding.
Oh, absolutely, 100%. There's no question about that, Dara, not at all. And what I heard Grainne speak somewhere else yesterday too, and it's just her conviction and her clarity, and it's inspiring. It just is inspiring. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to catching up with her. Now, for anybody that wants to learn more, the website is eatingdisordercentrecork.ie. Or if you want to get in contact by phone, you can telephone 021-453-9900 Monday to Friday 10 to 4 or email info@edcc.ie.
That's it. Yeah.
But I suppose the most important thing to say to listeners and anybody that's worried, you're going to be given a very warm welcome in a very trust and caring environment. And
hope We hope that is true. Yes, we try to provide that for sure. Yeah.
And I suppose the other thing to say, Trish, is people don't need to be embarrassed at all because, you know, whatever it is that they're going to tell you, you've heard it all before, so you're not going to be shocked.
Before, absolutely, 100%. We've heard it all before. And there's no prejudice, no judgments whatsoever. None at all, truly. None at all, yeah. The other thing we'd say, if this is okay, Dar, is to say to go onto our social media sites this week. You could say Cork Eating Disorder Centre Facebook page or Twitter or Instagram, because we have, particularly on Facebook and Twitter, we have slides up there just teaching a little bit about eating disorders and what then we can do to prevent them as well. So it's just getting that awareness out more and more and more.
Absolutely fantastic. Well, like now, Trish, I know you have a busy day ahead of you and you were very good to come on a little bit earlier than we had initially planned. But listen, it was a joy to meet you in person yesterday, but a great joy to talk to you today as well. And we've kind of set the scene now. And, you know, Grani will be on her own 20 to 6 to share her story. But in the meantime, continued success to what you're doing. If I can help out in any way with fundraising in the future, I'll certainly do that. But in the meantime, thank you so much for sharing your time with us here on CRY.
Not at all. And thank you, Dara, for just catching it and knowing what we're about and stuff. Thank you for that, and thanks for the airtime too.
And of course, thanks to Trish Carless over at St. Colman's Community College for getting in contact.
Unreal with what she's done for us over the week. Absolutely. The hard work she's put in, it's been amazing.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, Trish, listen, I know you have an appointment coming up, so I'll let you go, but thanks again for talking to us.
Okay. Thank you too.
Take care. All the best.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.